Rendezvous Dental always makes the County 10 podcast possible. Dr. Crane, Dr. Sackett do a top-notch job. They've got a fantastic staff. They bring you the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology. I always describe it like this. For people who aren't familiar with Rendezvous Dental, it feels like you get big city technology without leaving home and small-town friendly dentists and staff there. Rendezvous Dental does a great job on social media. Follow them for updates and more. They'll be accepting new patients again soon at Rendezvous Dental. And our great friends at Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy make the County 10 podcast possible. They're limiting traffic flow into their office, and this is something they've always done, but it's a one-on-one environment, so you don't have to worry about a lot of people coming through the office right now if that's a concern for you. They do FCE testing, return-to-work training, and they treat conditions affecting the entire body. Don't live in pain or discomfort. Check out their services at Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy, 4th and Main and Lander, next to the Verizon store, and they're seeing folks in Dubois on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Follow Elevate Rehab on social media for more.
This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Wednesday, May 6th to you. Big shout out again to Porter's Supply Company in Riverton. We are always doing these shows from the Porter's Supply Company studios, so we thank them very much. Hope you're doing well here midweek, taking a look at your Fremont County headlines in under 10 minutes. County 10 has received more questions about murder hornets than I bet you can imagine in the last 4 days. The roughly 2-inch long hornets, known as murder hornets, have made their way to the United States recently. You've no doubt seen these on the news or on your social media accounts. They have a sting so powerful they've been known to kill up to 50 people each year in Japan, which is normally where these insects hang out, but the hornets have currently been spotted in western Washington. According to University of Wyoming entomologist Scott Schell, the odds are against the murder hornets arriving in our state. While it's possible they'll expand, Schell said that Wyoming's dry and arid climate would not be ideal for the hornets. Hopefully that's one less thing you have to worry about there. You can check out some details, though, if you're interested on the murder hornets, including some photos of these guys. If you haven't seen them yet, they look like a hornet that would murder you. Check them out at county10.com. Well, despite the uncertain times of COVID-19 and murder hornets, the good news continues to pour out of Fremont County, and we salute a group of volunteers that helped scour the banks of the Popoja River near Lander last week, part of an effort to clean up Lander's major waterway. The group was organized by the Wyoming Rivers Cooperative, had the assistance of the city of Lander, and several Lander conservation organizations got involved in this. The idea was to create a socially distanced river cleanup. It followed protocols due to COVID-19, including volunteers that maintained 6 feet of distance. They wore masks and gloves. Groups were broken into 2-hour time slots over the course of 4 days. They used strategic sections of the river for cleanup, and ultimately they collected about 2,000 pounds of trash and metal from the Popoja River. Our hats off to all of the volunteers. Check out some photos of the cleanup and thank them yourself at county10.com. Last week at Riverton's Friday Night Cruise, donations were accepted for local restaurants and local nonprofit organizations. On May 1st, Wally Bucks were sold from Riverton High School, Wally being the Riverton High School Wolverine mascot. Yesterday, on May 5th, those funds were distributed to respective nonprofits. Eagle Soap Transitions received a check for $750. The Riverton Medical District and Riverton Veterans Hall each independently received $3,000 checks. Along with raising $6,750 for the three nonprofits, a total of $14,750 going back to local Riverton restaurants that may be affected due to COVID-19 closures. Part of that is a Riverton High School Class of 73 alum, John Dilday, who donated $10,000 to help out local restaurants. Check out some photos of those check presentations and some more details about how local Rivertonites are stepping up to help nonprofits and restaurants. Restaurant employees at county10.com. Wyoming Game and Fish Department has completed an investigation of a recent incident in which a grizzly bear injured a man northwest of Cody. Last Friday, Spencer Smith of Cody was shed antler hunting near East Painter Creek drainage when he was injured by a grizzly bear. He was able to walk approximately a mile and a half to his ATV after the attack, where he was assisted by a game warden. He was then flown by helicopter to a regional hospital for treatment. An update on Smith's condition is unknown right now. Smith was hiking alone in a steep, moderately heavy timber area. He was unaware of the bear until he made contact with him. During the encounter, the bear bit Smith's bear spray holster. It ruptured the canister, presumably causing the bear to break off of the attack. You can check out some more details on this story and some bear safety tips as they're out and about now at county10.com. A deceased male was located in a camper fire in Arapahoe on Monday, according to the Riverton Fire Department. About 12:30 p.m., Riverton Fire and EMS responded to Little Shield Road in Arapahoe for a vehicle or trailer fire. Henry DeClerc, Riverton Fire Department chief, said upon arrival they found two small campers and three motorhomes heavily involved. Chief DeClerc said that while overhauling the fire, they found a deceased male in one of the campers. No other information was released. Wyoming State Fire Marshal's office and DCI now investigating the fire. County 10 will have more updates when information is released from official sources. Closing today with this, it is National Teacher Appreciation Week, and if you'd like to salute a Fremont County instructor, we would love to hear about them. County10.com right now has a form set up on the website. You may have to search for Teacher Appreciation Week on the website, but you can fill out some details about your favorite Fremont County instructor, and we'll give them a shout out on County 10. We've received a little over 20 of these so far, so you can find those right now at county10.com, and if you don't see your favorite teacher, if you want to add one, please do that. county10.com. And a big thank you to all of the instructors across Fremont County, especially right now during this crazy time. A lot of people adapting to that distance learning and doing Zoom conferences. So shout out to all the great instructors around County 10. If you're a true crime fan, the 10cast Network show Dead and Gone in Wyoming, which has by far been the most downloaded, is the most popular show on the 10cast Network, has a new episode that came out today. It's all about the Great Basin serial killer and a possible connection with a former Fremont County resident. You can check out all the details on that show. Again, listener discretion always advised there. It is a true crime show, but some interesting stuff on Dead and Gone in Wyoming. An all-new County 10 Kickoff podcast will be out late this afternoon with Taylor McGregor, Chicago Cubs sideline reporter, former Rockies reporter, former Wyoming TV anchor. Looking forward to chatting with Taylor a little bit later today. My thanks to the Wyoming Department of Transportation for making the show possible. YDOT reminds you to always buckle your seatbelt. It takes half a second. Click it every single time. It's the easiest way to prevent the loss of life in a crash or a serious injury. Stats are overwhelming. Seatbelts save lives. Buckle up every single time. For more road and travel details, you can always visit yoroad.info or call 511. And the County 10 podcast is made possible by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. Great spot to shop downtown Lander. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. They've got all kinds of great jewelry, home decor, and fashion. If you're not sure what mom likes, gift cards are available. That's always what I recommend doing. That way mom can go treat herself. But if you know what your mom or your significant other might like, stop in there. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street. They're next to the movie theater. Great spot to shop in beautiful downtown Lander. My thanks to you for listening. As always, if you're not yet subscribed to the County 10 podcast, over the next few weeks, all kinds of new stuff coming to the County 10 podcast, and I don't want you to miss it, so you'll get updates as soon as anything's new if you are subscribed on your favorite podcast app. Ask your smart speaker to play us to get your day going. You can always download us, listen to us in your vehicle on your commute. Your news in less than 10 minutes on demand here on the County 10 podcast. Have a great rest of your day all across Fremont County.
The County 10 podcast is recorded in the 10cast studio, powered by Porter's. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Elevate Rehab, and Rendezvous Dental. Follow 10cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.